Before we start today's show, I need to tell you that Rachel Cruze's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, is available to pre-order today. It's included in a deal that we have put together with over $70 worth of free bonus items. Go to stewardship.com to pre-order today.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, I'd like to welcome you to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. My name's Chris Brown. I am your host. This is the show where we talk all about stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. I just recently tweeted something that I thought I would share with you. It's from Bob Goff. Those of you that know him, just a ministry guru. He said, "We won't be distracted by comparison if we're captivated with purpose." This is a show where we talk about what we're for, not what we're against. We're talking all about what the Bible says about money. That is a great tweet, great thought by Bob Goff, but the original author is the Bible. That's right. The original author, here it is. We see it in the Bible. Proverbs 4:25 says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Stay focused." And of course, we see it also in Ephesians. It says, "Be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise. Make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good." So that's what we're all about. We're all about doing good with our lives, whether it be our talent, our treasure, our relationships, anything in between. Everything is God's, and we get to be the managers. It's pretty cool, that Proverbs 4:25 passage, too. It goes on to say, "Give careful thought to the paths of your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." So that's what this show is all about, and we are here to serve you. We're here to help you with that. And I want you to take advantage of the incredible pre-order bundle for Rachel Cruze's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. That's there at stewardship.com. Just one way that we're trying to help you. This bundle includes over $70 of free bonus items for only $19.99. Again, go to stewardship.com for all those details. This is a call-in show. So if you're new to this broadcast, that's how this works. You call in and we chat. You call in with your questions about stewardship. The number is 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And many folks choose to not call in, but they leave a voicemail, or they leave an email, or maybe reach out on social media. So you can do that as well. My social handle is Chris Brown On Air on all social platforms. And the email address, if you want to email into the show, is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. We've got our first call already on the line, and this call comes in from Riverside, California. This is Jeremiah. Jeremiah, how are you?
I'm doing well, Chris.
Oh, good. How can I serve you?
Hey, well, so currently we've been following the Dave Ramsey plan. I'm sure you're well familiar with that. And we're currently looking into buying a house, but I'm a salesman, and so I get a base salary as well as a commission/bonus. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to base it the 25% of our take-home pay we're supposed to use as a mortgage. But it's about $40,000 is my base. And then last year I earned about $80,000. And in both, you know, the commission and in the base as well. And so we're just kind of wondering, what should we base it off of? Is it the everything, you know, everything included, or should we just base it off of just the base salary?
Yeah, yeah. What does a typical year look like for you? Is there some specific seasons? I'm assuming there's probably some months for $4,000 a month, some $6,000 take home, maybe something in between. What does it look like for you?
Yeah, it's pretty sporadic. Basically, we know for certain that we're always going to get the same amount of money in the base pay, but the commission is different. But at the end of each year, it's been progressively better. So I'd say that if we were to average the last 3 years, it's been about $70,000 that we received in the last 3 years.
Gotcha. So it doesn't sound like there's a tremendous amount of volatility or huge risk in the ups and downs.
No, not at all.
And you've by now you've started to build a book of business. Maybe there's some repeat business coming on, that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so there's a couple, two different angles I want to address this on. I think it's good time for us to look at this just as a community here at True Stewardship. But see, on their end, what they're going to look at, the mortgage office is going to look at, in my experience, they're going to look at last year's pay and then this year's pay. So they're going to look, and that's great that you've got some good data for the last 3 years, but they're going to ask for W-2s and they're going to ask for bank statements. They're going to ask for both. So they're not really looking for base, but they're also not looking for projected commissions. They're looking for some concrete commissions that have come in. Now, on your end, as you're kind of thinking through this 25%, I would do, if 70 has been the last 3 years, I would 70 would be a big component of my, you know, figuring out that 25% of take home pay. Another component would just be, hey, listen, here's what a low month looks like. Here's what an average month looks like. And for me, because I'm very risk averse in this season of my life, I've already done the high risk stuff. I'm done. I'm staying away from that line. I would be on the low to mid range. So let's just say a typical month for you is 5K take home. And a bad month for you is 4 and a high is 6. I'm going to be more on that 4 to 5 range. I'm going to mathematically figure out what 25% is of, let's say, 4,500. But that would be the way I would look at it.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
Now, I see you're calling in from Riverside, California.
Yes,
I don't know. I'm feeling generous today. I wanted to let you know about an event that we have, I think, right about an hour away from maybe about an hour from your house. We're coming out to the Shrine Auditorium. How far is that from your house?
It's about an hour and a half away from me.
Okay. In a couple weeks, on May 7th, our entire team, all of our Ramsey personalities, are all coming out to the Shrine Auditorium. And right now, we've over 5,000 tickets have been sold. It's called our Smart Conference. And we're going to be talking about all aspects of life, from relationships to from leadership to parenting to marriages to personal development, everything for a whole day on a Saturday on May 7th. And I'm just feeling like I want to offer you two free tickets if you want to go.
Holy cow. My wife is going to freak out. That's for sure. She's gonna freak out. That's awesome.
Good. Well, we're glad you called in. And when you come, make sure, you know, we go out in the lobby quite a bit. And so track me down. I'd love to meet you. But we're going to give you two free tickets to the Smart Conference in a couple weeks on May 7th. You cool with that?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You stay on the line. All right. Next up, calling in from Orlando, Florida, this is Robert. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Chris.
Good. How can I help you?
Hey, first time caller here, and I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, good.
So I'm a small business owner, and I'm kind of one of the lucky ones. My business has been doing well, so I do give myself a salary. And the situation I'm in is I have 4 forms of debt, and I want to ask for your advice on which ones I should pay down and maybe any additional advice you might want to give me.
Okay, cool. What's the income?
Being a corporation, I do have profits at the end of the year, but I'm giving myself a $10,000 salary, monthly salary.
Okay. So about 120 grand a year. And is that about the lifestyle you live?
I actually have a low lifestyle.
Robert, here's the reason why I'm asking the question. I'm not trying to trick you or trip you up, but a lot of folks who own businesses, they live for instance, let's just throw some numbers out. They'll live a $100,000 lifestyle, but they'll pay themselves 30 grand, but they've got a ton of perks through their job. So I just wanted to, so you think you're living about in that range, 120 is a good reference point for your lifestyle?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good reference point. I mean, I don't put a lot of things through the business. I mean, I do trips every now and then. That's a business write-off. But you know, my spending is not that large.
Okay. What are these debts?
So I have, let's say, four debts. So I have a rental home.
Okay.
Then I have my primary home. I bought a house about a year and a half ago, so I took a loan out on my 401k. And that's about $30,000 right now. And then my significant other is Lori. We've been together for 13 years, domestic partner. And she has a student loan from grad school, acupuncture school. That's about $130,000.
Okay. How much is the primary?
$3,000 a month.
Okay. What's the balance?
$600.
And the rental home?
That's a nice one. That's $200 left on that, cash flow positive for about $300.
What's the value of that property?
It's California. It's out in California. It's appreciated. So that's up to about $400.
All righty. Based on what you've told me, your question is which debt to attack first, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
By far the 401k, the 401k payback. From a couple standpoints. One, I just want you to get that back as soon as possible because you got to get that 401k working for you again, those dollars, but also because it's the smallest.
Right.
That'd be the other reason why. Have you ever heard of Financial Peace University?
I have not.
Okay. You desperately need to go through that class. Of course, you're doing well. You've got a great income and you're doing, I mean, I get a lot of calls in here and I see a lot of folks who are in a lot of trouble. It's not because you're in trouble, in huge trouble. It's just, there's some huge concepts in that Financial Peace University that has worked, for 20 plus years for millions of people that have gone through it and experienced huge turnarounds in their finances. And I just want to give that to you. So it's called Financial Peace University. It's taught by Dave Ramsey and a couple of our, what we call our Ramsey personalities, other speakers, and just talks all about the Bible's way of handling money.
Okay.
Well, let me throw this your way, and I really want you to go through it with your girlfriend. Okay? You guys go through it together, not you, and then you're kind of like relaying all the information to her. I want you guys to go through it together, okay?
Yeah, we work all together on that. So yeah, that would be that could be a good billing opportunity for us.
Oh, great! We'll stay on the line, and we're going to get that to you. Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Robert. All right, got an email here from Nadine. Hey, Chris, I'm working on the debt snowball, and my largest debt is about $75,000 in student loans. This is made up of many smaller loans. All accrue interest daily. And I currently pay one payment monthly on the income-based repayment plan. Should I consolidate these loans so I'm only getting hit with one interest amount daily? Any advice you can give on paying these back most effectively would be great. I feel like every time I take a bite from the elephant, it grows back. Anybody out there feel like that? You make a payment and you're like, oh, the interest kind of grows back. And that is definitely not a good situation. Nadine, I totally feel your pain on that. The only thing that's going to help you is debt elimination, not debt consolidation. Debt elimination, not consolidation. If you feel like you're not getting anywhere, the bottom line is, and this is, I'm not being insensitive, I promise, you've got to take bigger bites. That's the only way this is going to happen. And I'm very sorry that you feel this way. But research shows that the best thing that I can tell you, Nadine, is that there is hope. I just tweeted recently that the total debt payoff on the Dave Ramsey show, where we teach everything that we talk about on this show, people coming in and giving their debt-free screams, is over $22 million. And the majority of that is exactly what you're talking about, Nadine, student loans. I don't know, those of you who are listening, I don't know if you know, but student loans is the number two biggest debt that there is in America. It's not credit cards. It's not car loans. It's mortgage debt and then student loan debt. $1.3 trillion. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The best thing I can tell you, Nadine, is there is hope. You know, I feel like the Holy Spirit is kind of pricking my heart to pray for those of you that have this situation. Nadine is not alone. there are many of you, this research shows it right here, number two, at $1.3 trillion, you're saddled with student loan debt under mountains of student loans. And so let me pray for you real fast. And God, we come to you right now, and we're just asking for you to really highlight this verse, God, that you've given us, that hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And help us to remember your promises. Those moments where we are making a dent and then we feel like it grows back. I pray, God, for those listening in who feel like that, I pray, God, that you'd give them that extra dose of energy, an extra dose of encouragement, that they would know that there's hope, that thousands and thousands and thousands of people this year have paid off their student loans. Millions and millions and millions of people right here in the lobby at Ramsey Solutions have paid off student loans. There is hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, how do you steward that pain? How do you steward that frustration? Well, the way you steward, if you're thinking about how to be the best steward in that situation, Nadine, two things. One is you have got to pay it off as soon as possible. Number two, is this pain, this frustration, this discouragement, journal the mess out of it. Make sure you write down all those emotions, because for the rest of your life, you need to leverage this pain, leverage your story to give God glory and to keep the next generation from doing the same thing. That's the best way we steward it. We can't go backwards. Remember, we peek at the past, we focus on the future. How can we bring God glory through our mistakes? That's how we do it. That's how we become a good steward. We can't go backwards. We can only go forwards. You know, one of the biggest traps in our lives is comparison. Even when you think about student loans, comparing what school you go to. We do it subconsciously. Like, are you going to an Ivy League school? Are you going to Division I? Are you going to Division III? In fact, Proverbs 14:30 says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. And comparison is the exact topic of Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. She shines a spotlight on the damaging money habit that we have. And then she unpacks six other healthy money habits for living the life that we really want without being buried under this debt, under stress, under worry, this discouragement. And if you're tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses, like so many folks are, you're ready to put that time and energy into living the life that you want, this book will show you how. It's time to quit comparing and start living. At stewardship.com, this new book is available in a special pre-order bundle that includes over $70 worth of free bonus items. Items like Smart Money, Smart Kids ebook, Love Your Life, Not Theirs Smart Conference Talk, Love Your Life, Not Theirs Digital Audiobook, and Love Your Life, Not Theirs ebook. All that's in that same bundle, $70 value for only $19.99.
We appreciate you joining us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
This next call comes in from Greensboro, North Carolina. This is William. William, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Chris. How about yourself?
Oh, good. Very good. How can I serve you?
All right. I have a wife that seems like I can't get on board with the whole Dave Ramsey plan, and it seems like for some odd reason she enjoys that, and I can't figure out why. I'm just to the point where I'm just getting tired of just trying to do this on my own without any help or any kind of support.
I'm sure that's frustrating, big time.
Right.
You said that she enjoys debt. Surely she hasn't said that.
Well, she hasn't said it, but it's the way she go about the money habits and everything that we're trying to do, because last year we fell on some bad financial times, and unfortunately I had to move out of my own apartment and move into my in-laws' house, you know, to try to get my debt and everything under control by, you know, saving a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there to pay stuff off.
Yeah.
But for some odd reason, now that we moved in there, everything just went just total chaos, you know. And I'm paying debt off a little at a time, but and she figured because we have extra money, she wants to do extra things and she wants to purchase a house that I know I can't afford. She seems to believe that if I keep following Dave Ramsey's plan, that it's going to break up our marriage. Whatever our reason that is, I can't figure out.
I'm sorry, man. That's I know that's frustrating.
And I mean, it's frustrating to me because, you know, I'm doing everything I can.
Yeah.
You know, as a husband and as a father or two, you know, and I'm working a full-time job and a part-time job, and I've been working my part-time job for the last 17 years. So it's not like, you know, I'm not trying to do what I'm supposed to do, you know, to get us out of debt so I can get back on my own, because that's my main goal. I want to pay everything off, you know, so I can get back on my own. As far as Dave Ramsey goes, she just don't want to have no part of it. She doesn't want to watch it.
Right.
She doesn't even want to listen to it.
Yeah. William, do you and your wife go to church?
No, we don't.
Okay. Are you person of faith? I mean, do you believe
in?
What about her? Does she have faith?
I really don't know, you know, because we really never talked about, you know, her beliefs or anything like that.
Right.
As far as I know, she used to attend church a long time ago, but I don't really know how long ago.
Okay. William, what I would recommend for you in the season that you're in, and a lot of times what I would say in this scenario is there's power in a third-party voice, but it sounds to me like you've already tried that at the house with the at-home study. Here's the deal. You go through the whole class is what you're going to do. Go through the whole class. Take really good notes. Know your stuff, okay, because she's not going to listen to it directly. So know your stuff and have really good, and not arguments, but have very good points about your way working.
Right.
She doesn't really care that it's from the Bible. She doesn't really care that it's from Dave. But your way will get you guys to your vision and your goals faster than her way. Actually, her way won't work at all. You guys are going to continue to hit a bunch of snags.
Right.
So what we're talking about is not Dave's way. It's not my way. It's the Bible's way is what's being taught. That's what you're learning. But you're just going to say, hey, listen, here's where we're headed. Here's what we want. We both want this same end goal.
Right.
This works. This doesn't. And you want to give her example after example after example after example. And in your situation, that's what's going to work. You're going to make the goal plain in sight, and you're going to run after it 100 mile an hour. The Bible says, Proverbs 20:19, where there is no vision, the people perish. And she has absolutely no vision for where she's headed. And you're going to help her through it. But be patient.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things that she knows some concepts that you haven't caught on yet either.
Right.
And so we've got to understand she's really strong in some areas, and you're really strong in some areas. So be patient with her and walk her along the journey. Just realize she's not where you're at. And so it's going to take you leading her. And leading her means that you are going to be walking right beside her and kind of pulling her along. But you're not pushing her. You're pulling her. It's a big difference. You're saying, hey, come on, we can do this. We can do this together.
Right.
But it makes no sense to get super frustrated with somebody who just flat out doesn't get it. And she doesn't get it.
Okay.
So be patient with her. Show her a ton of love. You're going to get a lot faster with love than you are being mean to her. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate your help, man.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, folks, isn't that true? You know, so many times our relational conflict, we're trying to explain something to somebody and they flat out, they couldn't pick it up if we wanted to. And so we got to make sure that we put ourselves in their shoes and we know how much do they understand and how much do they not understand. You got to know what you're working with. So good reminder for all of us. Well, folks, that is it for today. Let's, of course, stay connected on social media. My handle on all platforms is Chris Brown On Air. And let me remind you about the opportunity to pre-order Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, today at stewardship.com. Only $19.99 and receive over $70 worth of bonus items for free. You know, as I was talking to William a minute ago, I just realized that this community is going through a lot, this true stewardship community. There's a lot of real pressures that we're facing. And so as we close the broadcast today, I just want to pray for you real fast. God, I pray right now for this true stewardship community. I pray, God, that no matter what situation they find themselves in, when it comes to their relationships and their finances, wherever they're at in the stewardship journey, I pray, God, that they would know that there is hope. There are people all over this country, all over this world, who are winning in these areas by just implementing what the Bible says. I pray that they would just kind of pull up, look at their situation through your eyes, and they would know that you're right there beside them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.